106.5 WKDZ, Carson Late Lunch Cafe. We are at H&R AgriPower today in Hopkinsville, right off of Eagle Way. And I'm telling you, it is Ag Week. I don't know what in the world they were thinking, but I am Alan Watts today. How about that? I get to take the Alan Watts tour and start off at H&R AgriPower in this bed, and I love it. I mean, I have enjoyed it already. And then they bring me, they say that you are the Kubota man.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do deal with a few of them and know a little bit about them.
So what's your name?
My name's Kevin, and I work here at H&R AgriPower. I believe I've been here. This is my 13th year.
Oh, wow. I have heard the name Kevin Meacham a lot.
Well, I hope that's a good thing.
Well, I've heard it a lot in a good way. That is good. I see a lot of orange. You got a whole wave of orange over here.
That's right. It's that time of year, you know, March, April, May, June. That's kind of our busy months, you know, with Kubota. So the grass is growing, obviously, today. It's a beautiful day. So, you know, we've been selling a few lawnmowers, some zero turns, and also, some little small tractors.
So what do you rather? Would you rather a zero turn or just, you know, put it in cruise, stick your drink in your cup holder and go for it?
Well, I like a zero turn just because of my life. I've got four kids, so, you know, I don't have a lot of time. So, you know.
Tell the truth. Is it because it kind of feels like playing a video game?
Well, it is fun.
Yes.
But timing's important, and it also looks good. So, you know. Zero turn has a good cut quality, and you know, if you don't have a zero turn, you know, your time will be significantly reduced, you know, and so that is, you know, kind of the way to go, I guess you'd say. But hey, there are days where I would love to get in a tractor or sit on a tractor and just kind of relax.
There's something about it, and I don't know, for whatever reason, Blake Shelton sure loves a Kubota. He's like the Kubota man, right? And him and Gwen are cutting up their garden and getting ready for that. And I think that's what a lot of people are doing. But there's something about whacking down weeds that you just can't. There's something, some satisfaction you get from it.
Well, that's right. It's just like anything, you know, just a job. When you make something look better, take pride in it, you know, and, you know, Kubota has a lot of tools to do that with. You know, we have zero turns. We have small subcompact tractors to larger, obviously up, you know, full hay farmer or something like that, 100 horsepower tractor. We also got the Kubota construction line. So, you know, I've got a couple customers that bought skid steers in the last couple months cleaning up their farms. I've got a landscaper that bought a compact skid steer. You know, he's using his he's got a pyro rake to level yards and do things like that. He's also got a stump grinder. So, you know, really.
I need him to come on over with that stump grinder.
I'm sure he'd be glad to. But, you know, the tools are limitless. You know, it's once you pick out kind of a Kubota tractor or a skid steer, really the attachments that go with it, I mean, you can do about anything.
See, that's the thing. You don't have to have a different tractor and big piece of implement to do every job, right?
That's right. I mean, really, from the smallest tractor to the largest tractor, the number of implements, I mean, honestly, sometimes I can't even keep up with it all, you know. So it's kind of limitless for, you know, especially when you talk construction pieces. I mean, you have a skid steer, there's probably 25 things you can do in front of it. So.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, see, I didn't pick myself. I had my eye on something in between one of your big tractors and then your lawn tractors. There's something in between, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a subcompact tractor for someone that's got a, you know, let's say 10 acres or trying to take care of the property. You know, a subcompact tractor is a tractor that you can do your mowing with and also your tractor work with, you know.
Okay.
And so there's really, you name it, obviously they've got it. It's just a matter of kind of what size you need and what really meets the customer needs of that.
Okay, and you, like, even on the mowers, you have, like, several different levels you can go up. It's not just one and done. If you've got maybe some stuff there in around the backside in the backyard that's a little higher, a little tougher, you can put that deck up.
Absolutely. You know, in the Kubota lineup, we've got everything from the small homeowner with a 42-inch deck, you know, all the way up to the Kubota diesels. I think traditionally people know Kubota for their diesels because they do have the number one selling compact or diesel engine. But we've also got the small, you know, the small pieces for that homeowner that just wants a good quality piece of equipment, and also a place that can stand behind it, you know, once you buy it. You know, you go to a box store, you buy a piece of equipment, what happens when it breaks down?
Good luck!
You know, you're not going to, so that saving $1,000, $1,500, you know, in the long run may end up costing you.
Well, that's a lot of stress off of you, knowing that if I do have a problem, I've got people to call. I've got, you know, he's got a whole department there for service as well.
Absolutely. You know, Kubota's a great piece of equipment, but it's not a, it's still man-made, and so it can, and it's operated by man, so it can and will break. And so when it does, you know, having a place that will stand behind that piece of equipment, you know, we do everything we can to fight for the customer as far as warranty. And we also do everything we can to fight for the customer. You know, hey, we want to do things the right way, you know. And we got a great parts department. We try to, you know, have plenty of parts in supply. So if you want to do it yourself, you should be able to come up here. And also, I know someone mentioned this earlier, but also having access to equipment. We have several stores, but that also means we have access to more parts.
Right.
And so, you know, we may not have it here, but we can probably get it pretty quickly.
I like that a lot. Come on by and see them. H&R AgriPower, you're going to love it. You're going to see all the colors of the rainbow here in a big old sea of orange as well when you first come up. We are live right off Eagle Way, and I love that you're open Saturday.
Absolutely. We're here Saturday 7 to 12. You know, try to take care of folks that, you know, got a busy week, and we're here right now 7 to 12. We'd love to take care of you. Come by and see us. Right now, we've got some great deals, great financing on Kubota equipment.
Well, they realize that it's not just big cattle farmers and croppers that want these things and need them. It's the people that work with their hands for a living, too.
Absolutely. You know, the biggest customer base we got is just kind of that homeowner. You know, that homeowner's got a little bit of property. They want that good, reliable piece of equipment because their time is limited. You know, when they go and they mow their yard or get on a tractor, they really don't want to have to do a lot to it. They want to be able to go get it started and go to work.
It's a one-stop shop, H&R AgriPower. Come on out and see us. Celebrate Ag with us. How about Ag Week all week long right here at 106.5 WKDZ?